And good morning. Welcome day two of AirVenture Oshkosh 2014, and welcome to From the Stand. It's supported by the Commemorative Air Force, honoring America's military aviation heritage through flight remembrance and education. With more than 11,000 members operating 164 vintage aircraft, the CAF is the world's largest private air force. So you can get more information about CAF at commemorativeairforce.org. Now this morning we'll talk with Red Bull air racer Michael Goulian and learn more about a one-of-a-kind Lockheed 17 restoration, and that airplane is on display here in the vintage area at AirVenture. But first, we're going to talk about flying warbirds. And joining me from the Commemorative Air Force's B-24, B-29 squadron, Debbie King and Kim Pardon. And they are here to talk a little bit about what it's like to be on tour with big warbirds. Debbie, tell us a little bit about your past, how you came to be flying the B-24.
Well, I say it's sort of serendipitous, right place, right time type stuff. The aircraft were hangared 3 nautical miles from my front door. I was a member of the Commemorative Air Force, and I was qualified, so it all fell into place.
Okay. And what do you do when you're not flying the B-24?
I am an instructor for CAE on the Falcon 900EX, the Falcon 900B, and the 50EX.
Okay. Well, and did you fly the airplane here?
No, I did not.
You did.
Last year I did, but not this year.
All right. Wasn't sure if you were on the crew or not, so got that out of the way. And you've been on tour with the airplanes.
Yes, sir.
Are there any good stories you've got from on the road?
Not that I can tell in public. No, it's the great stories are the ones where we allow the veterans to reconnect with the aircraft, and they bring their family and their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren out, and allow the families to see what they did. And they come out sometimes in uniform, and it's very touching. It's kind of why we do what we do.
All right. And, Kim, you handle a lot of the public relations for the B-24 and the B-29.
That's correct, yes.
So that keeps you busy as well.
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. And you spend quite a bit of time on the road with the airplane.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, we spend 20 weeks on the road every year, so I like to go out and be with them every once in a while.
And do you have any stories you can share?
Oh, I have tons of stories.
Any that you can share?
Well, we are talking about warbirds here.
I know.
Right. No, we have some pretty powerful things that happen. The most moving thing that has happened to me while I was on tour is a guy came up and he had this bag of stuff, letters and papers and stuff, and he said that his father had been killed in a B-29 before he was born. So we immediately got him to the front of the line, took him up into the cockpit, and we let him sit in his father's crew position for as long as he wanted. And then I think a week later, he came up to Sun and Fun and rode in the airplane with us. And it was just so touching to see the emotion that the airplane evokes. It's like Gerald Oliver says, exponential emotion.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And we actually had somebody come up with a backpack and rustled through it and pulled out a control yoke that was melted and burned and kind of been out of shape. And he had visited the crash site and was able to retrieve the yoke that his father was holding when he crashed.
Wow.
And so they walk up and do these things, and it just takes your breath away.
The other thing about it is people bring their kids out, and we have a lot of young people who are warbird enthusiasts because of our tour. They come out and they see the airplanes and they kind of get attached to them. So that's one of the best parts, is to watch the kids.
And reconnecting the generations.
Absolutely.
And education is a huge part of what we do.
You're right.
Instead of going to see it hanging in a museum, you can get into it, you can smell it, you can feel it, and that kind of gives you a better idea of what these men did.
Now, as we're looking at the population of pilots, mm-hmm. We notice that for the most part it's getting older, and it's still predominantly male. So
right.
You go against the trend. So
I'm the anomaly currently.
But that's okay. Because we're looking to people like you who are younger, female,
right,
to encourage young ladies to think about aviation.
Right.
And there are lots of different ways to go. So and you're participating in Women Venture.
That's correct.
That's tomorrow. So what's your role with that?
My role is to kind of give a speech about what I do and why I do it. And then I'll give them some helpful hints on surviving warbird world and professional aviation.
Got it. Any tips or hints you'd like to share right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Get a sense of humor.
Okay.
Learn how to tell a dirty joke and learn how to laugh at one. That helps.
Kim, the same for you. And you also female in the aviation world, kind of an anomaly as well. But how did you kind of become involved in this?
Well, my husband bought an airplane at age 59. He bought a BT-13, and neither one of us had a pilot's license at the time. So, and I was a reluctant flyer. I was not someone who enjoyed aviation at all. I went for a ride in a PT-19 on a beautiful June morning, and I was up there, and I thought, you know,
that'll
I could do
it.
This.
That'll do it.
I could do this. I totally could do this. So I learned how to fly, and then I had to have my own airplane because I'm not real good at sharing. So,
at least you admit it.
Right. So I have an L-19 Bird Dog, and in the meantime, we've gotten rid of the BT-13, but you know, not a lot of people buy airplanes before they have pilot's license.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
True, true. Do you get to fly a lot?
You know, I'm so busy with this whole air power tour thing. I haven't flown a lot, but recently got back in the Bird Dog and did some bird dogging a couple weeks ago. So,
you mentioned the air power tour, and that's something the Commemorative Air Force is doing with the B-24 and the B-29, sort of splitting up the team and going different directions. What does it take to put that all together?
It's a monumental job. We have like 12 volunteers who travel with us all the time. So we have to have a crew for the airplane everywhere we go for 20 weeks a year. It's almost seems unsustainable at this point because, you know, but we keep having volunteers come out and
the qualification process is really what's the holdup in some of it.
Right.
To move qualified crew members around the country that work and have other lives.
Exactly.
It's really is kind of a matrix.
It's a logistical nightmare.
It's
logistical nightmare. I just show up and fly.
No. It's and then, you know, all the promotional part of it too is pretty intense. Two stops a week, so there's, you know, press releases, advertising. It's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. So the B-24 is here this week. Will it be flying at all in any of the shows?
I do not know.
I think it is.
Okay.
I heard it might fly on Thursday.
Yeah.
All right,
good. And the B-29, where is that?
The B-29 is currently at Fort Collins. They'll be transitioning this morning down to Pueblo. And from there, they'll go to Santa Fe and then to Midland. The airplane's coming home to Midland.
There you go. And it will be on display for about a month there in Midland and finish up with our Mustang Stampede. Actually,
right.
Coming up the 23rd of August.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, so y'all come down to Midland, Texas, and come see us.
And then, yeah, and then we'll be starting up the fall tour, too. So
now each of the airplanes goes three different tours during the year? Spring, summer, and fall?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. The B-24, you know, just started touring this last year, and we're doing something a little different with it. We're taking it to smaller venues, smaller airports, and people just come out of the woodwork to see that airplane. It's amazing. We've sold a lot of rides in it, too.
Yeah, we're changing up the paradigm because they used to fly together on all stops, and now they're split apart kind of doing different routes and reaching different audiences, which is nice.
Good. We mentioned logistics. Of course, anything having to do with airplanes has to do with money. So there's a lot of finances that go into keeping both of those airplanes flying. But how much per year is invested?
Our fixed expenses for the B-29 are $750,000 a year. So before we put a gallon of gas in it, we have to come up with that money. And, you know, then we fly it around all over the country. It's a very expensive airplane to fly, 400 gallons an hour.
How much do we estimate that it costs per hour to operate the B-29?
I've heard $10,000 an hour and 100 volunteer hours.
It's amazing.
For every hour we
for
fly
every airplane. Single hour, and we don't get off the ground. It takes us 30 minutes to get off the ground and probably about 30 to come back in, get ready, and land. So that's a $10,000 hop.
Yeah. And it's all made possible through donations and also through the ride program.
Ride Correct. Program, yes.
Right.
Excellent. For more information, how can they find out? How can folks find out about the Air Power Tour?
Where are you coming to? AirPowerTour.org.
Excellent, excellent. Enjoyed having both of you with us. Debbie, good luck tomorrow with your presentation at Women
Thank
Venture.
Thank you very much.
And encourage any young people who are in the audience to come see your presentation tomorrow.
That'd be great.
Kim, thank you for joining us. Kim Pardon with the Commemorative Air Force and Debbie King with the B-24, B-29 Squadron. Thanks for being here. And you're listening to From the Stand live on EIA Radio.